Books on Tape presents Time and Tide, A Walk Through Nantucket, by Frank Conroy, read by Grover Gardner. Preface. I have written before about my earliest memory, but since it involves Nantucket, I'll do it again. I was perhaps 3 years old, being held by someone so I could look over the railing of the huge ferry boat on which we were passengers, to see the wharf, the water below, and the boys from town diving for coins thrown down by the people around us. Today, in my mind's eye, I can still see the images, the moving images, although as if through a tube, images in a bright circle, all else, the larger setting, the boat, the town, the sky, lost. A flashing coin is thrown, 3 or 4 boys dive, almost simultaneously, into the green water, and disappear for a while. Almost simultaneously they emerge, one of them holding the coin aloft before slipping it in his cheek and looking up for the next nickel or dime. Young as I was, I admired the boys, envying their energy and deft swimming. They seemed cheerful, but also slightly tough, which interested me. The memory ends. It was the steamboat wharf of Nantucket, I learned many years later, and the occasion, a family excursion to an old hotel in Syosconset, noted for its artsy clientele. The building was torn down years ago and is forgotten now. I grew up with this isolated memory without knowing where it had occurred. I did not find out until I was in my 30s, when my mother mentioned it one night, apropos of nothing in particular, from what would turn out to be her deathbed in a New York City hospital. Busy days, hot nights. In 1955, at the age of 19, I arrived on Nantucket for what I thought was the first time, accompanied by my colleagues.